to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Happy Monday morning. My name is Ruthie C., and I am joined in this half hour by James McKnight of Daryl's Sewing. And James, welcome to the program. This is our first show together. I'm so excited to have you here.
My second show here, but your first show and our first show together. It's a lot of things going on. I'm pretty sure this week is going to start out much better than it has been.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is going to be a turning point, I hope. You know, we're wrapping up September. We're moving into a new month. Let's just move on to the new stuff, right?
It's like, let's just go into October 2021. Let's just forget about calling it 2020 now.
That would be kind of cool. You know, I've seen people are boycotting daylight savings time because they don't want one more hour of 2020.
The one time where you're like, I don't want that extra hour of sleep.
You can keep it. You can keep it. But no, I'm so excited to be speaking with you today and to learn all about Daryl's Sewing and what you guys do in the community and what kind of services you offer people. So what would you say in a nutshell is the mission of Daryl's Sewing?
To fit you with the best machine for the price and for the quality, because we sell three brands that are well known for their reliability, durability, and longevity. And anyone who's ever had a Bernina will know right away that machine will last you for almost forever. I'm still seeing machines coming in just for, you know, a routine cleaning, a routine checkup, you know, like basically an oil change, that are pushing 50 years old now. And they're still functioning like they were brand new out of the box back in 1970.
Wow, and say that, what is the name of that brand?
It's called Bernina, B-E-R-N-I-N-A, or as some people like to say, Bernita or Bernini.
Bernini, oh, I like
We'll still know what you're talking about, but it's called Bernina because it was actually named after the Swiss Alp that separates Germany and Switzerland, Mount Bernina.
That is a good Jeopardy tidbit right there. That is good to know. So Bernina,
if there was a sewing category, I would be taking home all the
would
money.
Would you win? I bet you would. I bet you would. I would want you on my team for that. Okay, and so Bernina is your specialty at Daryl's Sewing, would you say?
Yes, that's the brand we've had out of the three. That's one of the brands we've had the longest. The other brand we've had for almost as long was Juki. They're more famous for their commercial machines, but they make really nice, affordable home sewing machines. They don't embroider, but their sergers and their sewing machines are very simplistic, easy to use, even if they're electronics, and they last for a really long time. And they have very few issues.
Okay, and that one's called Juki?
Juki. J-U-K-I. It's a Japanese brand.
Good to know. So I actually really like to embroider just hand by hand. I do not have a sewing machine, but would love to learn more. So I'm very excited that you're here today to chat.
Well, if you love embroidery, then that's where the third brand actually comes in. Even our owner, who loves Bernina, loves to embroider, and her little catchphrase, if it sparkles and bedazzles. She loves it. She's actually said that the baby locks perform much better and the stitches are much more consistent and much more neat when the baby locks do embroidery compared to other brands that we've seen.
Okay, so we've got Bernina, we've got Juki, and this last one is called
Baby Lock. It's kind of new-ish to the area. We've had the dealership for around 3 years. That's only because another dealership way out the way had a larger territory for a long time, but things happen and Pensacola was finally given a reliable access and close access to the Baby Log brand of sewing machines. And almost everyone who has gotten a Baby Log from us has really loved their Baby Log.
Okay. So you guys sort of operate, you said a dealership. So you are like certified, you work with these companies, they are okay with you selling their products and your knowledge of them.
Exactly. And that's actually one of the kind of cool things about being a sewing machine dealer, especially for some of the topper brands like Bernina and Baby Lock. You actually cannot be a dealership unless you have a technician who also goes through training. So if you go into a dealership, you are going to know that if you have problems with your sewing machine, that they are not just going to box it up and send it out to a factory in God knows where land.
And that brings us to you, James, right? Because your title technically is a technician. Is that right?
That is correct. But a lot of our regular customers will see me running around without my head most of the time because I'm doing other things for the shop, either just taking care of some of the supplies, or if the sales floor is kind of swamped, I'll help them do sales. I do have somewhat of a charming personality every once in a while that works to get a machine sale.
Hey, yeah, why not, right?
Exactly.
And especially if you have all of the expertise on these different ones and what people are really, you know, depending on their project or mm-hmm. their hobby, what they are, like you said, the best fit. So
yeah.
You're not just walking in blind and spending a bunch of money on the machine that is really not the best one for your project.
And that's something I love about our business in particular, because I've heard of other places, not just sewing machine dealerships, but other places where they just want to get the most money out of you. At the end of the day, yes, we are still trying to turn a profit. That's what any business is about. But at the end of the day, what our goal is to get the best machine that fits you. Not what lines our pocket, but what fits you. If you're just starting out and you just want a little machine to do mending a little bit here and there throughout the year, we have little entry machines that are under $1,000 that'll do the job pretty well. But if you're like, you know what, I'm retired, or it's like, I need a machine that's going to last me for years and years because I intend to work on projects X, Y, and Z, we'll generally try to steer you to above the $1,000 range, because once you hit that $1,000, the threshold for the reliability and the durability of the machine, the standards are higher, because if you're going to spend the money, you should be able to get that money back out eventually for the machine in its terms of use.
Oh, I like that. That's a great way to think of it, as your return on the investment that you're making in the machine can come back to you if you're maybe doing alteration work or just projects that you're selling.
Or like fixing clothes, or if you like, or yeah, like I know, especially with the storms, probably people are like redoing their curtains now.
Oh, true. Very true. Yeah. So there's lots of different ways that Daryl Sewing could help. If you can come in and say, I think I know what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Can you help me? It's almost like matchmaking.
Exactly. And even if we're not going to point you to a machine today, we can at least give you an idea of like a range of machines that could possibly help you, write you up some quotes, especially if we have some good deals and specials going on, and you can take that back, mull it over for a couple of days. We give you we're pretty generous about giving you time to mull over the deal and be like, you know what? I like the deal you gave me. Let's go ahead and deal with it. And one of the neat things that we do here is none of us are on commission.
Mm.
So that's also the good thing, because you don't have to come to me or to Mary or Patty or any of the other ladies to get the deal, because you're getting a deal through Daryl's, not through person X or person Y.
So that is a departure from maybe other types of dealerships people have gone to, is that you can come in and expect the same level of service and the same great pricing from anyone on
yes.
the team.
We're here to help you, not sell you.
Oh, I like that. Is that on your t-shirts?
I should get it on my t-shirt.
You should get it bedazzled.
I think Susan will really appreciate that one.
That's wonderful. And if you're just joining us, my name is Ruthie C. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am speaking with James McKnight, the technician and the James of all trades with Daryl's Sewing. And if you have questions or comments, please feel free to get in touch with us. The number here you can call or text, 850-437-1620. And we'll see if we can get those answered for you.
And while I'm here talking on the radio about the business, I try not to be selfish. So I'm actually going to talk about the other ladies there who work at the shop, who are amazing in each of their own way. So as I like to say, is we have experts here at Daryl's of Pensacola. So if you have, even if you're just coming in like with a general sewing question, if you are wanting to do embroidery, we got two ladies who are masters at that, Susan and then Arielle. She's one of our newest ladies who has excelled in the field of embroidery and has done pretty well. She's even doing a quilt that's actually the designs in each block of the quilt is embroidered.
Oh, wow.
So you can do that. And then we have Patty, who is the quilt master of the shop, who's been teaching myself and Ariel how to quilt, and also teaches our quilting courses that we have, which goes over either free motion or rulers. And just general quilting questions alone that she can answer, her expertise, I just bow to her when it comes to the quilts. Like, she's the quilt master. She is the quilt master. And then we've got Mary, who is our general seamstress of the shop, who can pretty much answer almost any question about how to sew up a dress for either yourself or for your soon-to-be-coming grandkids, or for those little girls in your life that need that little dress for their little, for like graduation or proms.
I love that. So you have really a team of deep expertise in these different areas. And I heard you mention quilting courses. So you guys have some educational components at Daryl Sewing?
Yes, especially if you bought the machine from us. We pretty much open up our classroom. Buying a machine is like purchasing the expertise and knowledge that you get from us, because once you buy a machine, not only do you get 20% discounts on branded merchandise relating to the brand that you buy, so extra presser fee or accessories for the Bernina Baby Lock or Juki sewing machine that you just bought with us, but you also get the guide class to learn how to use your newly purchased machine, because I understand that a lot of the machines that people are used to were like manual transmission on a car. You had to hit a clutch, turn the gear, deactivate the clutch, all while keeping your foot on the accelerator at a certain degree so that you can keep the car running. Older machines, you had to turn a dial, turn this, test a stitch. But a lot of the machines nowadays are electronics, where they operate more like microwaves, where you want to do a certain stitch, press a button, beep, the machine sets itself up. You don't have to do anything else. And on the Berninas, if you make an adjustment to the default stitch, you can actually see what it looks like before you even sew it out.
Wow. So things have changed. Things have come a long way.
But it's actually gotten easier to sew, believe it or not. I know some people will think, well, it's computerized. That's going to make it more complicated. I'm going to not be able to learn it. Well, I also kind of throw this back at them and say, well, if you can operate a microwave, you can operate a sewing machine, because all you do is press a button and it cooks your dinner for you. Well, it sews your dinner for you.
So that's got to make people feel more comfortable and more confident that, yes, you can learn how to do this, and we're here to help you.
Yes, and even though I'm only 28, I'm kind of young, and people think, oh, you're this computer whiz. I just started getting over my negative bias towards computers, and even I have to say that the user interface for our sewing machines are very straightforward, easy to understand, and a lot of the machines now actually have a help function where if you're not sure what a stitch does or a function that's on the machine, what it does, you can press the question mark and the machine will say, this is what this stitch is called. This is the zigzag stitch, and this is used for situations like this. And like the Berninas, you can actually have, it's called a fabric helper, where if you're like sewing a zipper on a jeans, you're like, how should I set up my machine to do so? It'll actually say the needle, the kind of thread, and the kind of stitch. And if you press the check mark button, like I'm saying, yeah, let's go ahead and do this now, the machine will snap back into the sewing mode set up to do the zipper.
Wow. So there's some smart technology enablement going on in the sewing machines these days. That's so exciting. That's just so different from, like you said, like the foot pedal back in the day.
Turn, dial, pull this.
Yes. Bop it, tap it, yank it, all that good stuff. So how long, can you tell me how long Daryl Sewing has been part of the Pensacola community?
We've been part of the community since 1950. Some of our older clients may recognize us when we were back in the Town and Country Plaza many, many odd years ago, but we were at the Davis Towers Plaza, and then we actually, a couple of years ago, bought our own standalone building because we outgrew our space so much. We had to actually double our space to be able to get all the sewing machines and all the sewing machine cabinets that we sell as well. We don't just sell sewing machines and notions. We also sell the cabinetry that fit your sewing machine. And what's great, what's also evolved with the sewing machines now is the sewing machine cabinets, because it used to be back in the day, and some of our clients may be aware of this, where the sewing machine attached to the cabinet and swung down.
Yes, I've seen those.
Yes. The unfortunate downside of that is if something happened to the machine where you couldn't have the machine anymore, you pretty much lost a machine and a cabinet, because usually the cabinets were meant for the machine itself, not meant for it. In other words, it wasn't adaptable. But instead of swinging down, they lift down sort of like an elevator so that it's easier to store, it's less stress on the furniture itself, and if something happens to your machine, well, when you get a new machine, you don't have to get a new cabinet either.
Oh,
you just get a
true.
New sewing machine.
Very true. Very cool. And so you just replace what you need, hang on to the stuff that's still working.
Exactly. So it's actually, even though price comparison machines have actually, if you look at machines when they were first introduced and you adjusted the prices for inflation, you're paying roughly the same amount in the terms of dollar buying power as you were back in the day. So machines really haven't gotten that much more expensive. But the price range that we offer, it kind of does baffle some people when you say, I sell machines as low as a couple hundred dollars going up to $20,000, and you get the look of, did you just tell me a car price for a sewing machine?
Yeah, seriously, that's my reaction over here too.
But one of the good things, but we are also like a car dealership, where most of the time, if we tell you the MSRP, that's not a non-negotiable set in stone price, because we try to offer sales, promotionals, and deals, because we understand that you can't just write a check for $20,000 just like that. If you did, you probably just got your car from the Mercedes dealership.
Right. Yeah, well, I know I can't, so...
But no, you can. We are more than happy to talk about pricing and making deals, because at the end of the day, we understand that shelling out $5,000 or even $5,000 or $6,000 isn't exactly easy. But we do offer options and avenues that we can discuss to make the buying option of a good sewing machine, a reliable sewing machine, much more easy and advantageous to you. Because at the end of the day, we hear so many people tell stories that they bought a cheap sewing machine either online or in the big box stores, and the machine either breaks or is clunky, not easy to use, or the maintenance of it, it's like they like buy the machine twice because they knocked it out of timing so easily, and people just throw their hands up, throw the machine out, and just say, I'm never going to sew again. Sewing is... even in today's society, is such a beneficial skill that even I'm like, I love the ability to quilt, because I've made four of my own quilts, and they have been a great thing to have, because you can make a thin quilt here in Florida and it's still comfortable.
Yeah. So you've made four of your own already?
Exactly, yeah. And one of them was a design by Elizabeth Hartmans. It's called Legendary, where it's several rows of pine trees, but one of the pine trees is interrupted for Bigfoot. That's one of my personal favorite quilts. And it's a very simple, it was only like three different pieces of three colors fabrics, one for the background, one for the trees, and one for the bark and Bigfoot. That was it.
Well, so I'm curious now too, you guys have been around since 1950. You have this incredible team with the expertise and the dealership authority to help. Where are you guys located? How can people find you?
We're on Davis Highway, so we're right next to that we're almost right next to that I-10 exit, just south of the newly opened BJ's. But for anyone who wants an actual address, I'm pretty sure some of them do now, our address is 6705 North Davis Highway. If you're plugging that into your GPS, it may have you try to take a couple turns around the block, because that is such a hard location to get into with the median. But if you're going south on Davis Highway, right after the Creighton Road intersection, we're right there.
Awesome. So you're right around the corner from us here at the studio, at the station.
Yeah, since I'm right next to the highway, I'm easily accessible by anyone within like a 50 or 100 mile radius. We even get customers coming in from Alabama coming in to see us. So
yeah, that was my next question, is what's your reach like? If you're an authorized dealership, and we somewhat recently, is that right, got the rights to be able to do that here?
Well, we've had the Baby Lark dealership for, I want to say, probably almost 40 years now at least.
Oh, wow.
Baby Lark is the newest one, which is within the last 2 or 3 years. So, but we've made sure that, hey, you know, you've got a Baby Lark dealership, and if you want to buy Baby Lark, you don't have to go out too far. You can now just pop in the car, pop in an Uber, and you can come right to us.
And so, in addition to the machines mm-hmm. and the notions.
Oh, speaking of notions, we have several lines. We've got like 20 plus bolts of fabrics and notions galore to help you sew, like point turners, classic needle threader that I sell pretty cheaply as well, and then different kind of needles to do different kind of jobs, including needles specifically for embroidery or specifically for working with jersey and knits or titanium needles for those tougher jobs that need a more durable needle, or even needles for the embroiderers, because a lot of embroiderers like to use spray adhesive to attach their fabric to the stabilizer or stabilizers that have adhesive on them. We actually sell needles that are glue resistant.
Oh, interesting. So they can move through that adhesive
and
coating?
They won't pick up that adhesive and won't gunk up the needle as quickly or as easily.
Very cool. So you guys have a little bit
of everything.
Of everything. And the cabinetry there too. Are you open? Are you guys fully open even after the storm? Everything good?
Yes, we've had a couple hiccups with the power, but we're assured that we're going to be fully functional, operational. We were only closed for a couple days because of the storm, but our operating hours right now is Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4.
Oh, good. So you are open on Saturdays. That was my next question.
Yes, exactly. And if our customers come Monday through Friday, we offer scissor sharpening in the store while you wait.
Very cool. So this is sort of the one-stop shop. If you are into sewing, you're thinking about getting into sewing, or maybe you're fed up with that big box machine and want to try again.
Yes.
Then Daryl Sewing is the place to come with your questions. And quick question, if people wanted to participate in the courses, are those available to everyone or are those a customer benefit?
It is most of our courses are a customer benefit, though we do offer occasional events and project classes where anyone can come and sew.
And if I wanted to learn about those, do you guys keep a Facebook page or a website to stay in touch with when those come up?
Yes. So customers who are on Facebook can go to Daryl's of Pensacola. That's our Facebook page. Or they can go directly to our website, which is sewinginpensacola.com. That's SEWINGINPensacola.com.
Sewinginpensacola.com.
Because that's what we intend to do.
Because that's what we're here for. Well, thank you so much, James, for coming in and speaking with me today. I think I have a whole page full of notes over here. I'm very excited to have learned how much and how deep the knowledge is that you guys have to offer.
Yep, it's far gone are the days where you just walked in, got a sewing machine, and walked out. You now get all sorts of perks and benefits from buying from us.
So in our last 2 minutes, we have a question.
Of course.
Bought my Bernina from Daryl's in 1995. Mm-hmm. Will the new feet work on my machine?
1995. To the customer who asked this question, if your machine has a metal exterior and is kind of beige, most likely it might not. If it was manufactured after 1997, yes. So probably not, unfortunately.